Phoenix native Kyle Lewandowski is an average 28-year-old guy. He likes sports, cooking, and camping.
I don't know, I just like challenging myself. Everyone says it's because I'm a Capricorn.
And a few months ago, Kyle added another hobby to his list, vaping. Although he smoked in the past, vaping would bring him and his health a new challenge.
I picked it up, I said screw it. Smoked for like 2 or 3 months and then I ended up in the hospital.
Vaping is very popular in the United States. 1 in 5 young adults vape, according to Gallup. Yet it is also very dangerous. As of December 2019, the Centers for Disease Control linked over 2,000 hospitalizations and 55 deaths to vaping. While Arizona reportedly has no vaping-related deaths, 21 people were hospitalized, and Kyle was one of them.
I kind of remember waking up and, like, stumbling to the bathroom to puke. Then I didn't know it was blood until, like I said, the next morning when my roommates told me that he had to clean up blood. I was like, oh, this can't be good. I still wasn't feeling better, and my roommates came in there, and they were like, dude, you gotta go to the hospital.
After some scans, doctors said that Kyle developed pneumonia from chemicals in his lungs.
They did a biopsy and actually went down my throat into my lungs.
He spent 5 days in the hospital before going home.
It's definitely scary. Waiting, I guess, is the scariest part.
Kyle's story, among others, pushed some people to advocate for vaping regulations, including Arizona Republican Senator Heather Carter.
We don't license tobacco shops. So all of the vape shops, all of the tobacco shops you see across the state of Arizona are not licensed. So there's no way of knowing who the good actors are and the bad actors are other than by sting operations.
Additionally, poison expert and registered nurse at Banner Health, Maureen Rowland, says vape customers sometimes don't know what chemicals are in their products.
If you're purchasing it from a store that has really no label other than maybe it says grape flavored, like, how do you know what's in that? You really can't.
Nevertheless,
do you want to try some stuff?
Matt Berger believes there should be more research than restrictions. He owns Butt Out Vape Shop in Phoenix.
Instead of these hasty snap bans and stuff like that and fear mongering, put a bunch of money into research. Maybe there's different flavorings. I can't tell. A customer asked me, hey, what's going to be worse for you in 20 years, apple or melon? I don't know.
Despite its popularity, Kyle says he doesn't plan to vape again.
I guess it always takes something severe to change.
For Blaze Radio Online, I'm Emma Vandeninde.